Ever listen to the news and wonder, is there anything good happening out there? I'm Mindy Thomas from NPR's Wow in the World. And each week, Guy Raz and I take you and your kids on wild adventures to explore the most wow-worthy news stories on the planet. Find Wow in the World on Apple Podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Once again, it was that time of the year, the annual call-out for videos for the Tiny Desk contest. It just wrapped up with over 5,000 eligible videos from every state in the country. So much innovation, so much creativity, and many were from musicians who play some form of Latin music. And this week, we're going to listen to a handful of those. And while they didn't win, they're certainly worthy of attention. In fact, this year, there were so many, I had to call in some help. I asked the NPR Music interns to listen to some and bring them in so we could talk about them here this week. We're going to meet those folks in a minute. But first, one of my favorites from the submissions, my boys from Oakland, Bang Dada, and their song, Ya No Más.
Hi, I'm Joshua Bote. I never pronounce my last name like that, but yeah, I'm the All Songs Considered intern.
Okay, and you've been here for this semester?
Yeah, I've been here since January. The weather's only just started to warm up. It's been pretty good.
And you help Bob and Robin put together the All Songs Considered podcast.
Yep, and a little bit of Tiny Desks too, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, you've done quite a bit of Tiny Desks. Okay, so let's start with your first pick. Who'd you pick?
My first pick, and this is a NPR Music and Alt Latino favorite, is Diana Gameros from San Francisco, originally from Ciudad Juarez, but she lives in San Francisco now. And I was first introduced to her when I was working at KQED, the member station in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. She's a longtime favorite of that station, and she's, you know, worked closely with us, and we really, really love her. Her music is smoky and intimate, and it feels like you're just transported into, like, a really seedy bar, and there's, like, this beautiful song that's just serenading you. And the song that she submitted this year is En Juarez. She writes on the YouTube description, "The performance of this video is dedicated to the students who have lost their lives in mass shootings, to the 43 disappeared students of Ayotzinapa, to the youth and children who have been victims of police brutality, and to the parents who must endure the pain of losing a child and raising children in violent cities."
One. El aire tiene olor a que alguien murió. Prende la vela, hijita, no llegues tarde, Estelita, que la noche te alcanza y no te vuelvo a ver, y no te vuelvo a ver. Hace 20 veces que la ves espantar y el alma no aguanta de ver pasar los rostros sin vida. Que es por tu bien. Déjame mejor que te cuente del día en que era todo verde. Corría si yo no buscaba, no hacía falta saber dónde estabas. Déjame. Cierra la puerta, hijito, no quiero escuchar el rito de los tiros que danzan y te hacen caer, ay, que te hacen caer. Déjame mejor que te cuente. Oh, verán que la vida va bien.
Another stunning work from Diana Gameros, and you are absolutely right. She is an alt Latino favorite. From when I saw her, I guess the first time was what, 2015,
yes.
And she sent in her video, and I've just been transfixed and just a champion of her music. She has a new EP out, so we can hear even more of her music. But it's always great to see her videos because they're just visually interesting and stunning, and as we've heard in this song, just breathtaking.
Oh yeah,
Diana Gameros, way to go, Diana. Keep them coming. Okay, so who is next on the list?
Hi, I'm Serena Toros. I'm the Music Programs and Partnerships intern, and I do a lot of work with our member stations and content for Slingshot, which is our new artist initiative.
And you've been very busy this semester with a lot of different things.
Yeah, I also go to school here in D.C., so I'm an NPR Music employee by day and student by night.
Superhero.
Exactly. That's the dream.
Okay. Who'd you choose?
So I have a complicated relationship with my personal Latinx identity. My grandfather actually is Spanish, and my dad never learned Spanish growing up. And so I thought my first pick would reflect the state of Latinx music, which doesn't necessarily have to be in Spanish. And so I wanted to go with Miami by Lucas Sanchez Ferreira. And in this song, it's just an acoustic tune. He's in New York City and talking about a girl he likes and taking her to Miami because it's too cold in New York. And wouldn't she like some sunshine? And that is also a sentiment I reflect. I miss my home of South Florida. And the weather has, as Joshua said, not changed much since we started here in January, even though it is now late April. So I would love some sunshine, and I heartily reflect this sentiment that he expresses.
This is Miami from Lucas Sanchez Ferreira.
Somebody told me that you're one of a kind. Somebody warned me not to let you inside. But I trust nobody that tells me who to like. I can't fight this feeling. Let's leave the city and fly out to the ocean. Let's get to talking over lime and coronas. Girl, you're so pretty, but you already know it. Will you come with me? Let's go to Miami or LA for the season. New York City freezing. It wasn't made for me. Let's go to Miami. Rent a convertible for the week. We'll buy it on credit, my baby, let it seek it. It wasn't made for me. Strangers in the night, seeking romance, and later in the night, yeah, we started dancing, we were making love, yeah, before the night was through. Oh, and something in your eyes had me excited. I think about that night, your lips were mine. Then let's do it one more time. We'll sleep under the moon. Miami or LA for the season. This New York City freezing. It wasn't made for me. Let's go to Miami. Rent a convertible for the weekend. Buy it on credit, my baby. Let's seek it. No, this wasn't made for me.
Yeah, and I really like this song. It reminds me of that kind of breezy, laid-back feel. I can imagine myself like just swinging on a hammock on the beach while someone serenades me with an acoustic guitar.
Me too. That would be cool. Okay, so let me ask you, what do you mean you have a difficult relationship with your Latinx identity? What does that mean?
Yeah, so my mom is like 100% Irish, and my dad's only half Spanish. And so at this point, I'm like more probably white than I am Spanish. But my county, Indian River County, actually has the highest population of Mexicans in Florida. So I grew up playing the trumpet, and so my high school marching band would always play these Latin shows, and we alternated. 2 years we'd play Latin shows and 2 years we'd play rock shows, and everyone was always bummed out when it was a rock show. Everyone wanted to hear the Latin music.
You perfectly fit, especially like the demographic, because without giving away your ages, you guys are all in the early 20s. Mm-hmm. And it reflects an age where a lot of people try to understand their heritage and try to understand where they're coming from and where you fit in. You know,
exactly.
That's always the difficult part. It's one thing to understand who we are, but then where do we fit in, and how do we fit in? And all I can say is that eventually you'll figure it out and you'll find a spot. But and sometimes and most often it's done through music.
Mm-hmm.
It's like who you listen to, what you listen to, and what you relate to. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, listening to Latinx music really feels like a communal experience for me.
All that matters is that whether you're Latino, Latinx, but if you find a place for yourself in the music, then you can appreciate it on a whole different level. So,
you've got all the warm fuzzies right now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we're moving on. Let's see who's next.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Fernandez. I'm from South Florida as well. I'm from Miami. So I grew up very connected to my Cuban identity, as the majority of people I grew up around were also Cuban. I'm the editorial intern at NPR Music, meaning that I check out what's going on shows like Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and I build them out for our online audience.
Very important work, all three of you. And it has been very helpful, at least from where I sit and for most of everybody else on the team, to have you guys this semester. So having gotten all that stuff out of the way. All right, so your pick, what's next?
My first pick is Lau Noa. Her song is La Realidad. This was a suggestion from NPR's own Pilar Fitzgerald, who suggested Lau Noa and introduced me to her. And she writes on our website, "The speed at which Noa plays and sings paints a turbulent portrait of the tragic differences between fantasy and reality, and, as the song unravels, of deception at the hands of a lover." She sings lyrics like, "La realidad vacía de lujo y de fantasía, tierno humano no soportaría," meaning reality empties you of luxury and fantasy, and any tender human couldn't stand it.
La razón es tan...
Noa, La Realidad. And we are in the studio with NPR's winter. What are we?
Spring. Sorry.
We're in the studio with NPR Spring 2018 interns who are keeping Teal Felix on track with all the right information. Thanks, guys. We are going over the Tiny Desk contest contestants. Joshua, you're up. What's up?
There's this guy, Dorian Wood. He's this LA-based musician and artist. He grew up in Echo Park, which is like a hop and a skip from where I originally lived. He has this really beautiful song named Song for Brown Children. The lyrics are really salient, I think. And I think a lot of the songs and entries this year are very indicative of what's going on in the present day and just the political climate.
You're at the edge of your might. Your soul's a flicker, but you still got fight. For freedom is a swarm of sin fortalecer. Freedom is a swarm of mice. Reparaciones. Sing your song.
We are in the studio with NPR interns on their last day.
Oh,
their last day. We have to say goodbye after this, or at least see you later, or at least see you on Facebook or on Twitter. And before they leave, they're going to leave us a little parting gift of their favorites from the Tiny Desk contest. And we are moving on to Stephanie. What do you got?
So my next pick, all of my picks are kind of solo artists with guitars kind of singing really profound lyrics, which maybe speaks to what I look for in music. But this is Ceci Pineda's Para la Cima de la Montaña. Ceci Pineda's from New York. And on their website, they say that their abuela would sing them Cielito Lindo growing up to help them stop crying as a child, which I thought was beautiful because my abuela did the same thing. And they say on their website that they dedicate their music to the earth, climate justice, and queer trans people of color liberation. Their music, as you can hear in this song, is deeply rooted in the ranchera tradition, as well as protest music of Latin America in the 60s. I'm thinking of artists like Silvio Rodriguez, who wrote these really profound, like, chugging, lyrical, sociopolitical protest ballads. They sing in the song, Ellos lo quieren sacar de la cima de la montaña, No hay a dónde subir en la cima de la montaña. Dime quién les cantará a los que no pueden volar. Dime quién les cantará a los árboles. Meaning they want to remove them from the top of the mountain. There's nowhere to go at the top of the mountain. Tell me, who will sing to the ones who can't fly? Tell me, who will sing to the trees?
Okay, guys, thank you so much for bringing in this music.
Thank you, Theo Felix.
And thanks for all your hard work this semester. And we hope you stay in touch, and we wish you luck in your career and in your school work and all that. So thanks again.
Thank you.
You can see 20 of the videos on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening.